250 million years ago, long before the time of the dinosaurs, the Permian mass extinction was the greatest disaster life on Earth ever faced. 96% of marine species and 70% of land-dwelling vertebrate species died.
Geological evidence shows that gigantic volcanic eruptions in what is now Siberia covered almost 800,000 square miles with molten lava. These may have triggered global climate change by emitting carbon dioxide and sulfur gases and caused the extinction.
How did life recover from this catastrophe?
Paleontologists thought that the recovery was slow and stepwise, with herbivores reappearing first and predators at the top of the food chain reappearing last, with evolution taking more than 8 million years to fill the void. But evidence published by a team of American and Swiss researchers in 2014 indicates otherwise.
What did these investigators find that changed their minds?
They studied fossil specimens of fishes, amphibians, and reptiles in museum collections. They found ample evidence that there were large aquatic predators living within the first 2 million years after the disaster, including bony fishes, cartilaginous fishes like modern sharks, and predatory aquatic reptiles called ichthyosaurs.
But top predators like these can only thrive in a complex ecosystem with many levels below them in the food chain. That would mean the older ideas were wrong. Apparently, those few species that survived the catastrophe must have undergone rapid evolutionary diversification afterwards.
That's right. The researchers think earlier investigators went wrong by focusing too heavily on fossils from China. They used a worldwide sampling of evidence. But regardless of the newer findings, the recovery still took millions of years, an extremely long time in human terms.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.